this week's edition of The Better Half of the Bills, presented by Alex Sinani, we know a lot about our players and coaches, but not a lot about the better half, the ladies behind the scenes. I'm joined now by Bills defensive tackle Kyle Williams' wife, Jill. Jill, thank you for welcoming us to your home.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you and Kyle both went to LSU. Is that where you met?
We did. We met there. I was the volleyball manager for the LSU volleyball team, and obviously he played football. We met in study hall, of all places, but just striked up a friendship, and it went from there.
I can only imagine that Kyle in study hall was probably a little bit louder, you know, talkative.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like the place to meet. It was back when, really, computers, like, you had to, you know, the line of computers, and nobody had their own personal laptop yet, so it was like a, you know, social club more than it was study hall. So,
do you remember your first date? Where did you guys go?
I do. It was more of a, hey, you want to come with me to this thing? I didn't really realize it was a date until probably afterward, but that was the year that LSU won the national championship, and Coach Saban was having players over to his house to thank them for, you know, the recruiting and all the stuff they had done in the spring. And so I went to that with him. Then we went out to a little restaurant afterward, a seafood restaurant called Paw Rand. So.
And you hit it off from there. How long have you been married?
We've been married 8 years, and 4 kids.
So, and I bet they keep you busy.
They do. They do keep us busy. We have 2 girls and 2 boys, 2 girls in school. So they're right here in Orchard Park going to school. And that's definitely, it's a little quieter at home now, just with the 2 boys. But yeah, we have a 3-month-old, so he's still, you know, still getting up at night and all that kind of stuff. So
now Kyle's the longest member on the team as of this point. Do you let him talk football when he gets home, or do you just kind of make him leave it at the office?
He leaves it at the office. He comes home, and that's really the last thing he wants to talk about. I try to explain it to most people, just like any other job, you never really come and talk about your coworkers at home or what happened at work. So if there's something, you know, that went on that was he wants to tell me, he'll tell me. But usually it stays at the office. So,
what does the family do for fun? What can we find you guys doing when he's not working?
When he's not working, if it's off season, we'll probably be at the lake. We have a lake house, and so we get to go on the boat, and the kids ski and tube and all that fun stuff. He likes to hunt in the off season, so eventually when the boys get bigger, and even the girls, he'll probably take them hunting.
Have you gone hunting with him?
I have. I killed my first deer with him when I was 5 months pregnant with our first daughter. I haven't gone back. I'll just leave
nice.
It at that.
Now, Jill, what are you like during the game? Are you nervous, excited? What could we find you doing?
Probably quiet, a little bit of nervous excitement, I would say. I'm, you know, obviously paying attention, you know, when he's in, and I don't know. Sometimes I scream, but most of the time I'm pretty much probably biting my fingernails. So
I have to ask you about Kyle's sack dance, because that's just kind of that he's come up with that recently.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
When he debuted it, I was kind of like, what is that? But, hey, it works for him, and he gets a lot of screaming fans and gets everybody excited, so we'll stick with it, I guess.
I know you play tennis with some of the other wives. Who do you play with, and is that your favorite sport?
I play with a group of girls. There's Leslie Wood, Megan Legursky, Tara Sanborn, a couple coaches' wives. Emily Erbick plays too. We just started this. We just decided, hey, we're going to have fun this year and get a little tennis club going. So we're very beginner. I played in high school, but it's been a while since having kids and not being able to get out there.
Does Kyle ever play with you? Do you practice together?
Kyle, we used to play a lot in college. We used to play, and one summer we were dating, and I went away to Europe for the summer to travel, and he stayed home, and my mom bought him a racket, and he played with my mom and my sisters every day. And I came back, and he beat me every time. I beat him one time, and that was it.
Because I was going to say, Kyle's really competitive, so he must always want to win.
He does, but it's funny. He's competitive in football and probably in golf against himself. But when it comes to other sports he's just having fun with, he just likes to play. But he's good at everything, which makes me kind of mad. So I'll probably never beat him at tennis again, but hey, I can say I beat him one time.
Well, Jill, as a thank you, Alex and Ani would like to present you with this bangle for the 2013 season.
Great.
4-leaf clover.
Awesome.
Good luck.
Thank you.